One of the biggest reasons that people don't achieve their goals, especially with health and fitness, is that they don't handle obstacles and they don't handle setbacks in the correct way. Well, luckily, I've got a way to overcome this. Welcome to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. This podcast is for athletes of all levels who want to level up their nutrition to level up their game. Join me as I explore the world of nutrition, health, and performance. Each week, I dive into a new topic to help expand your knowledge, separate truth from myth, and change your perspective so you can start winning the right way and reach your peak potential. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian and nutrition coach. Let's go. Welcome back to another episode of the Reach a Peak podcast experience. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian, as always. And today, as I said, we're going to be talking about how to handle obstacles and setbacks. Now, specifically what I'm going to be covering today is, it's saying that I didn't develop it, but it's saying that I've used with clients with great success, and it's a mindset quote-unquote hack or mindset reframe, as I like to call it, a mindset kind of shift that you need to make if you want to be able to achieve your goals. Well, more specifically, if you want to achieve your goals and you find that setbacks and obstacles and things not really going your way here and there, that gets you down. Okay, so the concept that I want to share with you is what I call the tire analogy. That's just what I've named it, tire analogy mindset reframe. There we go. That's a nice little name to kind of put it on. So essentially, it's something that I get my clients to ask themselves and reflect on to shift their perspective on when something's going wrong. And I'm going to use an example, a bit of a story. So I'll explain the tire analogy within this story and then reiterate it at the end. Essentially, a client came and saw me. We spoke about it. It was our second or third session. Honestly, can't remember the specifics, but one of those. And the first thing that he said was, yeah, I had a good couple of, you know, good first week and couple of days or whatever. But then by the second week, I found that my breakfast, I didn't choose the best breakfast. I went and got this, this, and this. And then I found that from there, I just went stuff it. You know, what's the point? You know, I've already ruined the day. So I'll just eat bad and start the next day. And then the next day happened again. And then he's like, I found myself like 2 weeks in. And that's only when I started getting back on track with the plan. So essentially, in all essence, you could consider that 2 weeks lost of potential results. But at the end of the day, that's not the overall way you should be looking at things anyway. You should be looking at the long term. But luckily, we spoke and I reframed his mindset using this tire analogy. Because this is what I see often. People run into an obstacle. They run into a setback, whatever it may be. Like, bam, they hit the wall. And because of that, they just say, stuff it. I'll just start the next day, the next week, the next month. Or they'll say, well, what's the point? This always happens to me, so I'll quit completely. Or they'll see some kind of variation of that. Essentially, they go, it's all or nothing. It's essentially the all or nothing mentality. If I'm either, I'm really, really good and on the plan, or I'm really, really crap and off the plan. And that's the wrong way to look at it. You're human, okay? You're going to make mistakes. You're going to have some wins. Things are not going to always be smooth sailing, but sometimes they'll go really, really well. It's just the nature of it. And not only being a human, it's the nature of, you know, weight loss and body composition change in itself as well, or any kind of health and fitness goal you're trying to achieve. And essentially, I sat down and I said, this is the way you should be looking at this. And this is the tire analogy now. If you were driving on the highway or a road, you know, whatever, and one of your tires popped, okay, and you had to stop on the side of the road, you get out, you're like, darn, okay. One of the tires is gone. I'm going to have to replace this tire and then go on my merry way. That's the way you'd go about it, right? You either get your spare tire from the back, or you'd get, you know, yeah, roadside assistance, whatever it may be, you'd fix that tire and you'll be back on your merry way. Yet, the tire analogy is this. If you were to then grab a knife, okay, let's say you were to get out and grab a knife and go, well, okay, one tire's popped. What's the point of this? My road trip's ruined. Okay, let's pop the rest of the tires. Okay, you pop the rest of the tires. That is the situation you are in when you have one obstacle, one setback, one bad day, one bad meal, one bad month, and then you go, well, stuff it, I'll just do a write-off. That is how you are doing it. And that's how you're treating your goals. Would you ever do that to your car if only one tire popped? No, there's no way you'd do that. Okay, there's no way you would do that. So why on earth are you doing it for your nutrition? Why are you doing it when your goals and your health and your results are at stake? Your happiness, really. If you're trying to achieve a goal, it's going to make you confident and happy. Your happiness is at stake as well. Why would you do that for that when you understand it for the other aspects of your life? You understand that one tire pop does not mean all tires pop, that you can get back on the road. You can get back on that journey. Why would you do it then for your nutrition? Why? Now, I'm not personally calling you out because this this is not saying that it's affected you, but it might affect you later. Maybe it's affected you in the past. But I kind of do also want to call you out, okay? I kind of want to be blunt and I want to make you think about this. Why would you do that? Okay, so you want to look at it with a different frame of mind. You want to use this tire analogy. I want you to remember this. Every time you hit a setback, every time you hit a goal that's not really going your way, I want you to stop and think, what did Alexa say? He said, you wouldn't pop all your tires if only one went out. Why are you doing this for your nutrition? For one bad meal, one bad day, whatever it may be. Have some perspective. It's a long-term game. Journey can go ahead. You just got to know how to do it the right way. And you got to not sabotage yourself by metaphorically popping your tires. So that's the tire analogy, and that really reframed it from then onwards. You know, as any journey does, it does have obstacles, but he was able to manage it a lot more effectively and eventually went on to achieve his goals. But he needed that reframe. He needed that mindset shift, because mindset is very key when it comes to achieving your goals of any aspect, not just nutrition, but we're focusing obviously on nutrition. It's important. Mindset is key. Without it, the right mindset, and I've seen this firsthand in my life, okay? I've had mindset issues in some aspects of my life. I've still got ones that I'm going through at the moment in trying to reframe my thinking so I can be more effective. It's human to not always have the right mindset, but you want to keep working on that. You want to have those reframes, those perspective changes. And I hope this tire analogy does help you out in that aspect. I hope it's like a reminder for you. So if you want, save this episode as a reminder if you need it. Doesn't matter. Do what you need to do. But just remember, if you wouldn't pop all your tires because one tire popped, why are you ruining the rest of your nutrition just because of one bad obstacle? Address the obstacle. Use it as a learning experience. Move on. Do better. You'll be fine. Okay, so I hope this has helped you. Okay, I hope this has given you a new, fresh perspective on this. Now, if you've got any questions about it, or if you want to reach out to me and have a chat and see how I can personally help you and kind of get back into your corner and be your sports dietitian, so to speak, let me know, okay? There's details in the description notes below how you can reach me. Obviously, you can follow me on The Climbing Dietitian on Instagram, which is where you can easily access me and on a lot of my content. But yeah, until then, I hope you stay safe. I hope you stay classy as always, and I'll see you soon. See you later. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode. Remember to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast so you can stay up to date whenever I drop an episode. And of course, if you enjoyed today's podcast, remember to go to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review. You can also find me on socials where I regularly post valuable sports nutrition content to help you elevate your sports game, elevate your nutrition game, and reach your peak potential. Simply search for The Climbing Dietitian and be sure to click follow. Until next time, stay safe and stay dedicated. See ya.